Welcome back to the Kitty Cafe, where all your wildest kitty dreams come true. Today, we're visiting a few different places, but let's start with the preteen tables. We follow a group of women walking into the Kitty Cafe, smiling knowingly at each other as they walk to the preteen section and get seated at a table. The menus are placed before them with pictures, descriptions of each preteen, showing their dicks hard and soft, showing their little budding breasts, their hairless bald pussies. The women peruse the menu, pointing and giggling, trying to decide on which ones they'll take. And in the end, they settle on two of each. Two girls and two boys for the four women. That way they always have something they can play with. And they're brought out in a line, wrists chained to each other, happy smiles on their faces. They're trained to love their job. They're trained to love the patrons no matter what. They climb onto the massive table. For a table for four is more like a table for 12 here. You need room, you know, if you want to play with your food. Each woman takes a lovely preteen. The one taking the boy immediately sits him on the table in front of her. They're all naked, of course. And this preteen's cock is already starting to get hard. Before it can get any harder, she wraps her mouth around it. She looks absolutely ravenous for the cock, swallowing it down and milking it as it gets harder and harder in her mouth. She sucks and sucks. All the while, her fingers pounding in and out of herself. This is what she wanted. She wanted a big kitty cock filling her mouth. Being able to sneak her tongue out and lick those hairless balls as she sucks. And the little boy's eyes just roll back in his head as the woman administers exactly what she wanted. The next one takes a pretty girl. The girl looks a little shy, but the woman, she's the one who sits up on the table. She sets the girl in the seat she was sitting in, and she lifts up her skirt. The girl is well trained. She knows exactly what she's supposed to do, but she looks up, cute little eyes, and says, "Fingers or mouth, ma'am?" The woman smiles down with almost an evil grin and says, "Both, little girl, both." The little girl dives in, her fingers pounding into the woman's pussy. The woman's moans fill the booth as the girl devours her. She's been trained well, and her little mouth and fingers can get places that grown men and women can't. She's leaning back and moaning as the girl pounds into her, sucking on her clit like it's a little nipple, loving every second of it as she devours the woman. She rips open her shirt and starts to play with her own tits, just losing herself in the little girl's mouth and fingers. The next woman, as this is all happening at the same time, picks the little boy that was left. His dick is already hard. It was hard walking over here. He knows that he's going to be used in some way, and he wants it. He looks shyly up at her, and she sets him down on the table and starts to stroke his cock. Just slowly and lightly, she pulls her tits out of her shirt and says, "Suck, little boy, suck." And he does eagerly, going in her nipples like they're feeding him. She strokes to make sure his cock is good and hard. And then she slides him inside her. His head barely is tall enough to reach her nipples while she fucks him. Her quiet moans add to the room as she slides his kitty cock in and out of her adult pussy. It's not really big enough to fill it, but we all know that it feels good anyway. She rides him, grinding down onto his cock, feeling it inside her, knowing just how wrong it is. But she needs it. She pins him down to the table, pushing him away from her nipple, and starts to pound him into her, gripping his little cock with her tight pussy muscles. His eyes roll back in his head as the woman devours him, fucking him harder than he's ever been fucked before. Her pussy dripping all over his little cock. The last woman picks up the little girl and sits her down on the table. She's smiling happily as she starts to spread her legs. She doesn't need told what to do. This is her job, after all. The woman leans forward and takes one long lick all the way from the girl's ass to the top of her pussy, savoring every drop she licks off of her. The little girl just sits there and smiles as the woman gently pushes her back on the table and dives down between her legs, her tongue pounding in and out of that child's pussy, licking it, being able to take her pussy lips and her clit all into her mouth at once and suck. Flicking her tongue across the girl's tiny little clit, wrapping her lips around it and tongue fucking her at the same time. She's ravenous eating her. So much that she sticks her hands beneath the little girl's ass and just brings her pussy to her face, rubbing her entire face all over the little girl's tiny little pussy. Those puffy lips being sucked and bitten as the little girl's moans fill the room, adding to the other moans that echo across this rather large booth. The smell of sex is filling the air. The women are getting exactly what they want. Whole fists being inserted inside them. Little cocks dry orgasming or spurting out a couple drops into their throats or into their pussies. And women are lost in the throes of passion, using the sexy preteen bodies before them. The preteens are good at their job. They also seem to enjoy it. Dicks are hard, pussies are wet, and their moans are so adorable. The women come at different times, but you can bet all of them come at least twice, sometimes much, much more. Panting, sweaty, covered in what juices they manage to get. They smile at the preteens, kiss them on their foreheads as they get dressed. The women ring the bell, and the man comes to pick them up, linking them together, arm by arm, as they're led away, and the bill is left on the table. We move next to what we like to call the back room. In order to get back there, you need to know the password. You need to know the password and you need to say it in a particular tone. Women and men both walk up to a man in a suit, lean in close to his ear, and say, "Child pussy." Again and again, this man hears it all day long. "Child pussy." We are given a key card that gives them access to the back room. The back room where the filthiest stuff happens. You wouldn't think there'd be even more filthy stuff at the Kitty Cafe. But there is. The back room is where the truly awful, evil, depraved acts happen. Three men and a woman enter the room of the back room after whispering those horrible words into the man's ear, using their key cards one by one to gain entrance. There are three booths in the back room. Only one is big enough to accommodate all four. They climb into that booth, and they lock the door. This is where the expensive stuff happens. You have touch screens to order instead of menus. They all start scrolling through their feeds on the touch screen. The live feeds show infants. Screens of infants. Men, women, all come here to make their choice of infants that they want to use. Little girls, little boys, all in cribs, buck naked, just for them to decide. They pick out a few of each type, willing to share them around. One man in the corner picks out one infant. He doesn't care if it's a boy or a girl. He's looking for a particular trait. The shape of their mouth. The look of their head. And he finds it, picking that one for himself. They're delivered in little baskets and set on the table. The man in the corner immediately reaches for his, not even eyeing any of the rest, while the other three take theirs out of the baskets. One by one, they pick up the babies. Various stages of crying or cooing, letting them suck on nipples, fingers to start, playing with their tiny little pussies or not even erect cocks. Rolling them between their fingers. They're toyed with, played with, explored, made to cry, shoved onto a boob to shut up. All the while, one man and his cute little infant in the corner. He's holding them in his arm, playing with their hands and feet as they coo. But his pants are a whole nother story. As he plays with the little infant, his dick gets harder and harder. Knowing what he has planned is enough for him to get hard as a rock. Once he's settled them, and they're happy and content, he pulls out his dick. He rubs it across their lips, feeling that little tongue snake out. Feel their lips trying to latch onto his adult cock. He's watching them, just rubbing it back and forth, enjoying the glistening saliva and pre-cum on their tiny little mouth, enjoying the tongue and lips as it pulls against his cock, sat in the corner, enjoying his toy. The women have started playing with the little boys and the man, the little girl. So typical. He knows he's too big to actually fuck her. And they know that these babies won't get hard. But they still play with their genitals instead. The knowing man in the corner smirks and goes back to his child. The three play with the genitals of the babies, trying to get their dicks hard or their pussies wet and failing. Wetting down their fingers and sliding them in holes. Eventually they learn. The man shoves the tip of his cock against the baby's pussy, There's no way it's going to fit. But he just slides it between her puffy little lips, jerking himself off with the baby, tightening her legs wrapped around his dick as he fucks her, listening to her cries. It doesn't take him long, feeling those puffy little lips against his dick, her chubby little thighs wrapped around it as he pumps in and out, right across her body, to come. He comes so hard, splattering her belly and chest and even her face, getting a little in her mouth. He scoops it up and feeds it to her bit by bit. Even though she doesn't seem to like the taste, he does it anyway, because he wants to. The women have figured out that using the little boy's hands or feet or even their mouth is a better way to get off. One has flipped the infant upside down and has them sucking on her clit. He's latched to it hoping that it will feed him, and she has him latched to it hoping she'll come hard. His little mouth is just sucking a mile a minute, and she's grinding against his little head. They know not to damage the babies. You get charged so much extra if you do. The man in the corner has managed to wedge the tip of his dick inside the infant's mouth. They're sucking away at the tip, and his fingers are stroking the shaft so gently, wanting to make this last. Their little eyes looking up at them as they drink down his pre-cum, which he's made sure is nice and sweet. Feeling that mouth wrapped perfectly around the head of his dick. No more, no less. Just sucking. His moans start to fill the room as the baby continues to suck and suck and suck. His stroking starts to speed up, but he's not ready to come yet. This little mouth has got so much more sucking to do. The other woman is using parts of the boy's arms and legs, fucking them into her pussy. His screams fill the room as she thrusts his arm in and out of her. She's so wet, his arm is just coated in her pussy juices. She's screaming and pounding him into her. The arm feels better than any dick ever could, the clenching and unclenching of the baby fist inside her. She loves it. She grinds down, taking his arm past the elbow and just slamming it into her again and again. She might damage this one, but the orgasm is worth the cost, she thinks. She just keeps going. And back to the man on the corner. The infant's mouth is latched onto its dick. It's starting to screw its face up a little bit because it's not getting enough food. It's not getting enough of what it wants. The man senses this and speeds up his strokes. He wants it to be a good experience. For whatever reason, he wants the baby to like to swallow his cum. He strokes it harder, his breath speeding up as the baby sucks. It sucks, and his hand pounds his dick over and over again. He throws his head back with a hard, loud moan and starts to pump his cum right into the infant's throat, filling their mouth, swallow by swallow. The infant takes down all the cum out of the man's cock. Finally sated, it starts to coo and fall asleep in the man's arms. The other infants are in states of duress or sleep. The men and women in the room are satisfied. The little boy that has been being used as a dildo with its arms and legs seems no worse for the wear. Just a sticky mess. Pants and smiles go around the room as they ring the button to have the infants come and picked up, setting them each in their own little baskets. The man smiles and gently places a kiss on the little one's forehead before putting them into their basket. never having even found out if it was a girl or a boy. He doesn't care. He sends it back to the back room with a belly full of his sperm. He's sated and happy. The bill comes. The doorbell rings. More people move in and out of the back room. More people fucking in the front room. Using children of various ages. A cacophony of sounds. Each contained in their own little soundproof booth. The waiter's knowing smiles. The doorman listening to all the whispers of the password. It's just another day at the Kitty Cafe.